الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So today's ayat وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ And say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to all the people that the truth has come to you from your Lord. The truth is from your Lord. Finally, the truth has come from your Lord. So if you connect these ayat with the previous ayat, we discussed the concept or the meaning of the previous ayat, that the elite class, from the social status point of view, they used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the chiefs and the leaders of the Quraysh, and they said that we can sit with you on one condition, that all the poor people, those who are around you, so ask them to go. They should not be sitting with us when we are coming to you, when we are talking to you. We do not want to see them around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept their condition, and he said no. They are the one who have the true iman and the true faith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look yourself for status. Now, it's up to you. So, today's ayat, it's up to you. The truth is before you, the haq is there. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ So, anyone who wills and who wishes to accept the truth, do it. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ And anyone who wants to reject it and not accepting the truth, let him do that. Then, the consequences he will see at the end. So, this ayat from the Islamic Aqeedah, also it's a strong evidence on that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given free will to the human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided the people. He has completed the guidance by sending the messengers and the prophets throughout the history of the human beings. He completed the guidance through the books, the scriptures. All the holy scriptures that have been revealed to the messengers. So each and every source of guidance, the tools of guidance, the means of guidance are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed everything, did not leave any excuse for the people. And now he has left this matter to the people themselves, that if you would like, you can accept the truth, then you will be rewarded. And those who will reject the truth, they will see the consequence. So, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا And right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the punishment and the consequences for those who will do the kufr, فَلْيَكْفُرْ those who will be under this category. Indeed, we have readied, we have prepared. Atazna means we have prepared. Livalimina, for all the wrongdoers, for all the zalim. Naran, a very blazed fire, very intense fire, the fire of the Jahannam, alayyazu billah. Ahata bihim suradiquha, that the walls of the Jahannam will be encompassing them. All these people, the inmates of the fire, once they are there, especially the kuffar, they are there for always. So they are completely surrounded by the walls of the Jahannam, and these walls also will be the walls of smoke and fire and everything. They cannot get out from there.
What is the root word for atadna?
Ahata.
No,
atadna. Ayn, dal, dal, adda, ya'uddu. So, we make it from bab ifti'al. Atadna.
And ahata is the same word we use in Urdu?
Yes, ahata, yes.
And the meaning of suradiq?
Suradiq, all the walls. Four walls of any building. or the even some outside part of the building like awning, that is also called suradiq. So it is giving all, you know, areas of that there is no exit. All they will be completely inside and surrounded by all these things. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهُلِ. And if they will ask for the water, for any kind of relief in the hellfire, while they will be in the fire. So yastaghisu, when people they ask for help, they ask for rescue, right? So when they will be when they will ask for any kind of relief or water, yughasu bima'in, so they will be given a water, a kind of water that will be like molten brass, kal muhl. Muhl, brass or lead, that is molten, melted. And some other mufassireen, they have translated also a very bottom part of the oil that is burned completely. So if we have the oil in the lamp and it's burning, when it goes all the way to the end in the bottom, so that is the type of oil that is completely burned and it has also many amenities. So all those things, that is called mohal. Yashvil wujuh, and that will be so hot and boiling water that will completely burn down their faces. So yashvi, shava yashvi, like you roast the meat, that is called yashvi, shava yashvi. So it will be like roasted or burned. Al wujuh, the faces. Bi'sa sharabu wa sa'at murtafaqa. What a dreadful is the water.
The drink,
yes. And that drink that will be like the molten brass, will be what is, how bad is that, you know? Like bi'sa sharab, bi'sa, bad. How bad is that water? How bad is that drink? Wasa'at murtafaqa, and how bad is the place to live in Jahannam. Allah Ya'azu Billah. Wasa'a, so bi'sa and sa'a, both of them meaning bad. And murtafaqa, a place to stay, an abode. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now, subhanAllah, the reward for those who will come under the first category. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ صَاحِبِ إِيمَان. The people of Iman. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, those who have Iman وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and do the righteous deeds. إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. We will not be wasting any kind of reward. لا نُضِيعُ. أَضَاعَ يُضِيعُ, to make something wasteful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not failing each and every even smallest good deeds, whatever they have done. Like مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. So إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ, reward, مَنْ أَحْسَنَ, of the one who has done a good deed. مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا, who was, his amal was perfect and very excellent amal. An ahsana amala. So let me ask you now word by word, so just to check that you mashallah are on your track of the vocabulary. So what is the meaning of qul?
Say.
Yes. Say, right? Qala yaqulu. So qul is the word of command, that say it to the people, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-haqqu,
truth.
And what is the opposite of haqq?
False.
In Arabic?
Batil.
Haqq and batil, right? Okay. Mir Rabbikum, brother Hassan. What is the meaning of Mir Rabbikum?
From Allah.
from your Lord. Yes. Rabb, Lord. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kum, your. Mir Rabbi. Faman sha'a.
So whoever
wills.
Yes.
So man, whoever sha'a wills, intend. Like the same word sha'a that you say, insha'Allah, right? Fal yu'min, Brother Aslam.
Faman sha'a fal yu'min. And whosoever accept for yu'min is the truth.
No, iman from iman. Let him believe.